CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations in Colorado hit another high for the year yesterday, 1,565. Infectious disease doctor Eric Pershla worries that number will grow over the holidays.
Everyone's not only getting together, but they're sort of mixing nationwide in this vast shuffling thing we do every Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there's almost certainly going to be a further jump.
Hospitalizations are approaching the pandemic peak of more than 1,800 last year. New lanes will open along an 18-mile stretch of Interstate 25 north of Colorado Springs in mid-December, nearly a year ahead of schedule. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The 18-mile lane expansion project between Monument and Castle Rock adds an express lane in each direction, as well as wildlife crossings and wider shoulders. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther says the completion means shorter travel times and improved safety.
The additional lane will provide travel reliability well into the future and promote multimodal travel, moving more people with fewer vehicles.
The new lanes will have tolls, but they'll stay free until at least summer of next year. The state says the project is also under budget. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
International protests over the Biden administration's handling of a crisis in Ethiopia came to Aurora this week. Members of Aurora's Ethiopian and East African community protested against any potential U.S. intervention in the escalating conflict in Ethiopia. Mame Worku is from Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, and now lives in Denver.
We don't want to see Libya happen all over again. The Biden administration is talking about sending American troops to Ethiopia. We do not need American lives to be sacrificed for something that is not at all needed.
Aurora's protests join coordinated demonstrations in other cities, including London, Johannesburg, and Washington, D.C. A new exhibit at History Colorado in Denver is about horses and the horse's significance as a working animal, a source of entertainment and cultural symbol. This is CPR News.